Toward Zero by Agatha Christie, narrated by Hugh Fraser.
Prologue, November the 19th. The group round the fireplace was nearly all composed of lawyers, or those who had an interest in the law. There was Martindale, the solicitor, Rufus Lord, K.C., young Daniels, who had made a name for himself in the Carstairs case, a sprinkling of other barristers, Mr. Justice Cleaver, Lewis of Lewis and Trench, and old Mr. Treves. Mr. Treves was close on 80, a very ripe and experienced 80. He was a member of a famous firm of solicitors, and the most famous member of that firm. He was said to know more of Backstairs' history than any man in England, and he was a specialist on criminology. Unthinking people said Mr. Treves ought to write his memoirs. Mr. Treves knew better. He knew that he knew too much. Though he had long retired from active practice, there was no man in England whose opinion was so respected by the members of his own fraternity. Whenever his thin, precise little voice was raised, there was always a respectful silence. The conversation now was on the subject of a much-talked-of case which had finished that day at the Old Bailey. It was a murder case, and the prisoner had been acquitted. The present company was busy trying the case over again and making technical criticisms. The prosecution had made a mistake in relying on one of its witnesses. Old de Pleach ought to have realized what an opening he was giving to the defense. Young Arthur had made the most of that servant girl's evidence. Bentmore, in his summing up, had very rightly put the matter in its correct perspective. But the mischief was done by then. The jury had believed the girl.